107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Beautiful day and a great day to check in with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma. Martin, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderfully well, and it is a beautiful day. It's hard to believe, but as you said earlier on, it'll switch again, but that's the beauty of living in this country of ours, that if you don't like the weather, wait 15 minutes.
Fair enough. But it does feel like we're turning a corner, at least spring
Absolutely.
Is in the air.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of challenges with winter, but we're moving into the spring for sure.
And speaking of challenges, trade tariffs tops our list today.
Yeah, and I have to chat about trade tariffs and kind of where we're at, where we were. We all know on March the 4th, we started with a 25% tariff. I referred to that as Trade Tuesday. We're 25% on all goods except energy. And then later in the day, it was 10% on energy. And then Canada retaliated, and it maintains that retaliation of $30 billion trade tariffs on U.S. goods. And then everything was walked back. Not everything. The auto part was walked back on the Wednesday, and and that's good. And that's important that that's been walked back, because we know how important the auto sector is. But then we got into a situation where our province put on a 25% tariff on the electricity. Then that was removed, but it did get us a meeting at the table. And then came the steel and aluminum, and that maintains itself. And then Canada put another $30 billion. So the next big date, and I think this is important because it involves our auto sector, which is key in Stratford and area, is that they're looking at putting that 25% back on April the 2nd. And that could be a challenge. I'm hoping, and we'll talk about this a little later on, I'm hoping that we will avoid that. But certainly what we're not avoiding is the uncertainty, the anxiety of those tariffs, the impact on our local residents, our local economy. And so, we've got a lot of work to do going ahead. And we know it's the administration in the state see this as an opportunity to bring money in to pay down a $2 trillion debt. And so, those issues have to be addressed. And that leads us to our next point, and that is around our task force. And myself and Joni Gerber and Invest Stratford have met the day before things were starting to roll out. And Invest Stratford has reestablished something similar to what we did during the pandemic, during COVID, and it reestablished the Stratford-Perth Tariff Response Task Force. And like I said, similar to the COVID scenario, and its goal is to support three different sectors: support business, support employees, and support the local communities. And so we've had three task force meetings, all have been virtual. The last one I spoke about, we had Flavio Volpe, and he's been a lot in the news. He's the Automotive Parts Manufacturer Association CAO, and also a part of the team, the Canada-U.S. relations team. So he was on. We continue our work with the auto mayors of Ontario and work with the federal and provincial government, the Canadian Auto Mayors Association. And our goal in that respect, that relates back to Flavio Volpe, is to have an in-person meeting with our U.S. counterparts in the auto sector and Canadian auto sector mayors in Windsor in the coming weeks. And so then yesterday we were blessed to have Matthew Ray on with our with the committee, the task force, to speak about the provincial take on what's going on and what he sees, the most important items or supports moving forward with regards to the trade tariffs. And I just want to touch, if I may, for our residents, just a reminder that our first goal is to prevent trade tariffs, you know, and that's why we have those ongoing meetings, whether it's in Washington or Windsor. We know that the feds have began legal challenges with the WTO. This is a key one, and it's going to be important for our manufacturing sector in particular. The feds are going back to something similar from the 2008 shutdown, and it's called a work sharing program, where instead of employees laying off individuals, retain them for up to 20% of their regular work hour, and then the employment insurance will take and add and top up that employee's salary back up again, so they don't have to lay off and then try to bring them back and retrain, etc. Yeah. So I think that's really, really important. That's a big program by the federal government that'll disseminate into the provinces and territories. Certainly they talk about training and retraining to meet the demands of existing jobs, or increased demand for existing jobs and the retraining for new. But also the province, they've announced, and we've talked about this before, up to $22 billion for infrastructure investment, whether it's roads, sewers, stormwater, and rail repair, and maybe new rail. And the benefits of that is utilizing materials that perhaps we're not exporting, maybe aluminum and steel, and the reduction of materials that maybe we're not using in manufacturing. And the other big benefit is that of taking employees maybe that have been displaced and taking them and putting them into a infrastructure job. So lots going on to be proactive if we see a big movement back to a 25% increase, especially in the auto sector. But I want to remind early positives. We can take early positives away that we have had a lot of discussion and a lot of movement by all provinces and territories to tear down those internal barriers in Canada. We know that we have to expand trade with existing international trade opportunities and create new ones. We know that Prime Minister Carney was in the EU, so we're looking at EU and South Asia. But I think maybe the biggest positive and takeaway thus far is we've kind of taken back our flag and saying, yes, we are Canadian and we're proud to stand beside our flag.
Okay, we're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, and on that we have a flag question.
Thank you, and thank you for that. There is a number of people that have reached out to me. I was happy to be at the International Women's Day event, and somebody came up and directly asked the question, and thank you for this, is why are we still flying an American flag? And so there's a couple things at play here. We fly the U.S. flag, I think, at three locations, and it's primarily city-owned locations, primarily sporting locations. Most of the American flags that are flown in Stratford are at privately owned locations, businesses, and most are related to tourism. And so to that end, I did have a conversation with Matthew Ray about this and, you know, the thoughts around the provincial government and what their thoughts are. And it's pretty much in line with what I believe. That doesn't mean it can't change. The idea that we're not angry with most American people. We're angry with a particular individual and a small group of people that are, really pushing Canadians hard with regards to their sovereignty and with regards to their economics. And so, I'll repeat, I was in Boston a couple weeks ago and standing there and being amongst Americans, so many I'm sorries. I will remind people that on a couple occasions now, being in with Americans, the nervousness of seeing their license plates in Canada, in particular Ontario. And the one gentleman said, he goes, if we come to Canada this summer, will our car be keyed? you know, the nervousness. And some of them gone to even little bumper stickers or that they can put a Canadian flag right adjacent to their American license plate. So my thoughts are, a large part of what we're doing in our community beyond manufacturing is that around tourism. We have 1.7 million people come to Canada per year, or come to Stratford per year, I should say. 500,000 plus are Americans who stay here a longer period of time, spend more money. I think it's important that we, you know, we encourage those and welcome those individuals, because that is going to be a significant part of our economy moving forward. And once again, it's not rolling over, but I want to, you know, once again, recognize the importance of the Stratford Festival, Destination Stratford, and all those other tourism opportunities, whether it's the film festivals or the Here For Now. All those rely on tourists, and we want to ensure that we welcome them for two reasons. One, we've always welcomed them, and Zach Gribble and I got together, and we did do a message out, and the key was a message, and that I pulled out, it says, "We will continue to welcome you as we always have." And I think that's important. And if the issues continue to rise and people continue to push our buttons around the 51st state, et cetera, and our economic viability as a nation, then you know what? Maybe we can address it. But for now, and council will have this discussion, I'm sure. For now, I'm happy with flying the flag of a nation that has been our friend and ally for years, and let's see where it takes us.
All right, thanks so much for that. We have ICF Summit details.
Yeah, I was proud to be once again present with the Intelligent Community Forum. That's the Smart City 21 Summit that was held in Hamilton. And this welcomed individuals from around the world to the Smart Summit. And you know, at the Smart Summit, they deal with IT in particular, what makes a community intelligent, but how do you connect that intelligent community back to housing, education, infrastructure, transit, and health? And so I was pleased. I was in and out in a day, but I was pleased to be asked to be part of a panel. And that panel discussed the importance of collaborations with public and private. And my mind automatically went to the GTR, which we'll talk about later on, because there are so many pluses of us having solid collaboration on a day-to-day basis, but on big projects as well. Stratford was recognized as top seven in 2013. Those top seven were announced at the event in Hamilton, and that the champion, the number one, will be announced in Madrid in Spain in June. But I want to also pick on the fact that I had a chance from that panel to ask those individuals, and there was a myriad of nations there, put up your hand if you're from the United States of America, and they, you know, they kind of, some of them sheepishly put up their hand, but I took the opportunity to say, you are welcome in our community. And I think it's important for each one of us, if you get a chance to, whether it's a friend, a family member, through business associations, continue to reach out, as I said earlier, to our American our American friends and family, business partners, and saying, we're going to work with you. And I think that's so important.
All right. We're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And if you've been traveling around Stratford, you may notice that, yes, it is pothole season, Martin.
How quickly, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, how quickly we've moved from snowbank season to pothole season. Once again, as I frequently state, you know, Jeremy Whitsley and Public Works, they're front line. They're in public eye every day. And as they were with the snowbank season, pothole season, I remember doing Meals on Wheels about 2 weeks ago now, and somebody stopped me and said, there is a huge pothole on John Street. Can you get that looked after? And I said, absolutely, and I did. And so to that end, there's probably a better way of communicating those potholes. And once again, similar to what we did in the snow season, was the idea of going to stratford.ca and clicking on report on an issue. And then you can identify the exact location. I know this pothole, you would have swallowed up a Volkswagen Beetle on John Street. That was sorted out. But I'll also say the benefit of going to Hamilton to the ICCF summit, you appreciate the fact that other cities have pothole challenges as well. And especially with the winter, with the depth of the cold, with the freeze thaw, then we are going to have more impact on our roads, on asphalt, and certainly potholes. So please, I remind residents to take advantage of that reporting tool.
All right, fair enough. And we have an update on the unemployment rate.
And thank you for this as well. I like to always provide our residents, our listeners, on the update of local employment. We divide the province out into 11 regions and report out on the unemployment rate in those regions. And in February, we saw our region move up. And it's been a steady move. In December it was 3.8, then we went 5.2. In February at 6% unemployment rate. So instead of being at the lowest, which we usually are, we're one or two from the bottom, we sit in the middle range. We're certainly not as high with regards to unemployment as Sarnia and Windsor at 8.8 and Toronto 8.2, and the province still sits at 7.2. So it's important that we recognize that we are still on the low side, but obviously if we don't get the results we need with our with these trade tariff pieces, we know that that unemployment rate can climb in our area. This increase in unemployment rate was the result primarily of two factors in our region, and it goes to Stratford and beyond, is a population increase of about 300 individuals, and overall employment, we had a decrease in employment, but that was primarily in the agricultural sector. So all things considered, if we do our proactive work with regards to the trade tariffs, we should see that unemployment rate move back down into the five and the high four digits.
We'll continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma later this hour, right here, 107.1 CJCSFM.